proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session about Jewish belief. In the previous sessions, we've looked at Jewish messianic expectations. The Old Testament basis for deliverance for the Jews came in Isaiah chapter 59. The prophet said that, quote, "The Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob," unquote. God thus promised the Jewish people that he would raise up a deliverer for them, someone who would free them from their subjugation to the Gentile powers. Most Jews interpreted this concept of redemption as involving liberation from political oppression. When Jesus Christ set forth his messianic claims in the Gospels, many Jews rejected him because he did not promise them such deliverance. Indeed, according to the 8th chapter of John, the Savior stated that the redemption he brought related to freeing his followers from their bondage to sin, not from bondage to an external foe. Over the course of Jewish history, a number of men have arisen whose adherents proclaimed them to be the promised deliverer. Some of these individuals even asserted that God had raised them up to be political liberators. This session constitutes the first part of a series relating to such individual claimants. One of these was a man by the name of Simon of Perea. Simon of Perea, whom the Jewish historian Josephus wrote about, Simon of Perea had formerly served as a slave to Herod the Great. Simon led a revolt against Rome around the time of Jesus Christ's birth. A number of his adherents acclaimed him as a king after he crowned himself with a diadem. Simon still arouses interest today among historians. The National Geographic Channel, for example, aired a program about his messianic claims. Simon's rise to power was related to a document called the Jesselson Stone, also known as Gabriel's Revelation. This work consisted of over 80 lines in Hebrew, written in ink, containing a number of brief prophecies. The Jesselson Stone was discovered near the Red Sea. Some individuals have associated the authorship of this stone with the members of that ancient Jewish community referred to the Essenes, the same men who wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Simon of Perea burnt down the royal palace located at Jericho after he stole its contents. He also burned down a number of other royal palaces. In response, Gratus, who was the Roman commander of Herod the Great's infantry, Gratus took a group of Roman soldiers and met the forces of Simon of Perea in battle. Simon's group suffered defeat. Simon himself was captured, and Gratus had Simon's head cut off. Another man named Athronges, a shepherd, arose in the following generation. He fomented a rebellion against Archelaus, the son and initial successor of Herod the Great. In conjunction with his four brothers and their armed forces, Athronges killed a number of Archelaus' men. These rebels also attacked a Roman military force stationed at Emmaus, a force that transported grain and weapons to the Roman garrisons. Athronges' revolt lasted for nearly 2 years. Ultimately, Archelaus and the Romans subdued him and his followers. They killed two of Athronges' brothers and captured another one. However, history did not record whatever happened to Athronges himself. As you can see, even in New Testament times, people were rising up and claiming to be the Messiah, strictly as political liberators. Jewish history is full of such individuals. We'll look at more of them in the next session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.